So welcome everybody, and let's just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. Allow the divine harmony that exists everywhere and always to come into our present awareness right here and right now. Divine harmony, it's in the hum of the air conditioner. It's in the voices in the background. It's in the sound of people coming and going in this wonderful building that's been made available to us for our gathering this afternoon. Divine harmony. It takes that constant om of creation and adds the sound of non-physical expressing as all of life, as the inventions of mankind, as the activities of people, as the sound of the wind and the storm, as the sound of the animal, as the movement and growth of the plant, all of the activity of life is a part of that infinite harmony. And that harmony is an expression of infinite love. There is such beauty in the love that underlies all things. And there is peace underlying all things. A deep silence, a stillness, tranquility and calm. Just allowing ourselves to drop more and more deeply into that space of calm now, into that clarity, that beauty, and that power that is the non-physical nature of all life. It is present right here and right now. It is the truth of all being, and it is the truth of our being. Each of us in this circle are the physical representation of that non-physical energy, that divine beauty, that divine harmony, that divine peace, and that energy and power and intelligence and creativity that created all of it, that flows through all of it, flows through each of us. It is wholeness and health, vitality and energy. It is grace and wonder and reverence and awe. So many qualities are present right here and right now as each of us. We are that life. We are that beautiful expression of life. And it is good. And so as we incorporate the luscious scent of chocolate brownies and the celebration of birthdays and the joy of all creation into our conversation this afternoon, we amplify that experience of joy right here, right now, as each of us. And when I think about joy, I think about Thanksgiving. For I know that in gratitude and appreciation, I experience joy. So I invite you right now to be grateful for the abundant good health of your body. I was talking to a friend of mine recently who said that maybe all people aren't healthy, but for the ones who are sick, they're 100% sick. And I said, well, if they're breathing and moving around, they're probably at least 95% well. Or their breath wouldn't work, their heart wouldn't work, their organs wouldn't work. They are infinitely more healthy than they are sick, even when they're sick. And this world is even infinitely more healthy than it is sick. This economy is infinitely more healthy than it is disturbed. This prosperity that we're experiencing is infinitely more abundant than it is difficult. And so I invite us now to celebrate our health, to celebrate the movement of our bodies and the mobility that allowed us to come here. I give thanks for the energy that woke me up this morning, that divine spirit that flows in my veins and my organs, that vibrates in my cells and my systems, that light up my tissues and glow in my smile and provide the sparkle in my eyes. I know that each of us here are the light of spirit, and our health is a reflection of that light. So let us celebrate the light together right now. Let us experience and know the divine, vibrant, good health that we have. And know that anything unlike health easily is removed in a moment-to-moment basis. Most of what we don't need in our body is expelled with every simple breath. The exhalation is a removal of carbon dioxide. And that experience is the majority of the toxicity of our bodies removed simply by breathing. Our bodies know what they're doing. Our bodies are so incredibly smart. And they are inspired by spirit. And as Abraham says, in every moment, the 3 trillion cells in our body are asking for exactly what they need, and the universe is answering. And all that's required for that divine good health to continue to flow and glow and be and allow our movement, our strength, our flexibility, all that's required there is for us to relax. Let's breathe. To relax deeply and to allow that vibrant good health that is natural to us to be revealed. Nothing to be disintegrated or reintegrated, only that wholeness to step forward in our awareness of it. So we give thanks now for our vibrant good health, for the exuberance of the energy that gets us up in the morning, that allows us to flow through our day, that allows us to rest when we take a nap or when we go to bed at night, that moves through us as our thoughts and our emotions and our dreams and our visions and our experience as our imagination, the energy of spirit. I am so grateful for the energy of spirit. Let us celebrate together the energy of spirit as each of us. Let us celebrate the magnificence of our minds, the power of our thoughts, knowing that by law of attraction, whatever we think about becomes our reality. Whatever we vibrate, there is that perfection that shows up in our lives. And what we can do to change it is simply to think again and imagine more and feel better. And we reach for those thoughts that feel better, and we find amazing thoughts, inspiring, uplifting thoughts. And we are exposed to incredible teachers and the opportunity to share with amazing friends like we're doing this afternoon, who offer thoughts that feel better on dozens of subjects. And our magical minds bring our attention to that which is beautiful, powerful, luscious, free, exhilarating, exuberant, divinely inspired, and wondrous. I know that there are so many flavors of joy that come through new ideas and new possibilities and doors opening and people celebrating life. It is so good. It is so good. And I am grateful for it. I'm grateful also for the amazing people that come into our lives. People like these friends who are sitting here in this circle today. People who have faces of such beauty and grace and power. People who have contributed so much already to my life and who I know contribute so much to each other. There is so much beauty in the people in our lives. Let's celebrate the people in our lives now. Let's be grateful for the beauty of the people in our lives. thinking about the many faces with sparkling eyes and wonderful smiles and exhilarating laughs. Think of their faces and their names and the warm hearts and the great hugs and the happiness and the times that we've shared, the times maybe even that have been sad that we've shared in comfort with our friends, with our family, with our loved ones, even with our pets, the animals that share our lives, the beautiful faces of our cats and dogs and gerbils and snakes and fish and parrots and so many other critters that come into our lives. And think about the birds at the bird feeder and the songs of the wild birds in the trees. Think about what nature brings to our lives. Think about gratitude and appreciation for the beauty of nature. Coming into the closing days of the summer, let's think of the divine well-being that we've experienced this summer. Think about the amazing days of sunshine and warmth. Think about the joys of air conditioning and the delight of getting our air conditioning fixed. I know that a couple of us have had that experience this summer. And how good it is when everything works in our house. Let's be grateful for all the appliances that work in our houses. Let's think about, the first thing that came to mind was plumbing. I was thinking about my shower and the fact that there's hot and cold running water and 365 days of the year, and how magic it is to feel refreshed after a hot workout or to feel awakened in the morning by a wonderful shower or feel relaxed in the evening by a warm bath. How terrific it is to have working toilets. I had my toilets replaced this summer too, and oh, it was so good to go from two not working and one working to three working again in my home. There is such a joy to have that celebration of flushing and running water and to know that well-being of internal bathrooms. I had a friend who had an outhouse, which has made me incredibly grateful over the years for indoor plumbing. I know that there is an endless stream of things to be grateful for in our homes, washers and dryers and dishwashers and disposals and coffee makers and waffle irons and toasters and blenders and mixers and, I don't know, computers. Oh, I could riff on it for hours about computers and the internet and connectivity and friends all over the world that come from computers. There are so many reasons to be grateful for life. So many reasons to be grateful for. And we've barely begun to touch on the amazing things that are a part of our lives. Think about our cars and our transportation and the mobility and flexibility we have because we have transportation available to us that lets us go places we want to go and do things we want to do. And think about the extraordinary gathering that we're about to experience and the joy of seeing more friends arrive in a minute or two and know that the discussion that we have here will uplift and inspire us. I know that our lives are truly blessed. We are blessed. We are rich. We are opulent and abundant beyond words. I am so grateful for all of these things. And for all of the things that I haven't even mentioned, vision and hearing and taste and the ability to touch, the ability to tell the difference between warmth and cold, the ability to stay balanced when we stand upright. There are so many things in our lives that are working so incredibly beautifully. I am so grateful for a life that works. I am so grateful for this time in my life. when I see my life more clearly than ever before, when I'm more hopeful about the future, when I'm feeling younger than I did 30 years ago. I was born old, and I'm getting younger as I age. I'm having one of those lives lived backwards, and I know that everyone can, that the opportunity to love life is extraordinary and fine, and that we are truly loving our lives here and now, and we are grateful for it. And we are grateful for the friends that just joined us and the movement from this meditation into this meeting. I know that all is well, and I do give thanks for it and for the celebration of life that we've had to share together today. And so it is.